Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Green Tea Podcast.
Hi.
Woohoo!
My back hurts.
Thomas's back always hurts.
True. Yeah.
Today we're breaking our rules just a little bit. We do not have green tea.
We have coffee.
I have soda. Did we have green tea last time?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
I made us iced tea, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Right?
Yeah. We have coffee today because this is another morning episode. Oh, it's p.m.
No.
It is currently 1 p.m. It feels like morning because we usually record in like the afternoon or
That's
evening.
That's true.
Like
a 4, 5.
Yeah. So this is earlier than normal. It would have been morning, but I slept in and then my cats knocked over all of their cat food.
Oh, yeah.
And then my gardeners cut down my sunflowers. It was a rough morning for sure. So I was like, Thomas, can you please, pretty please, pick us up coffee, please?
And then I messed up Rose's order.
And Thomas said, yeah, I'll do it, but
so
not what you
really
want.
Rough morning for Rose.
Yeah, I'll get you the coffee, but not the one that you want. That's what Thomas said. Today's fun because we got a headphone splitter a while ago because Faith has been the only one with headphones just because she's the one that knows how to work our, what's that called?
Our interface. And our software and uploading and
because
everything
Faith's
else.
Because Faith's the only one who knows how to do anything in our group, okay? So obviously we were like, yeah, we'll let Faith use her own headphones. So Thomas and I have just been like speaking into the mic with no idea if we're being able to be heard or not. So I have headphones today. I'm actually using Faith's and she's using mine because the cord is shorter, whatever. But it's exciting, and hopefully next time we record, Thomas will also have headphones.
I feel like you're talking like a lot more clearly and loud and
announcer. So I was the problem.
See, it's because, well, no, it's just because now you can hear yourself
what it
the
sounds
way
like,
that
yeah.
it's like,
going
to be.
You're right, I am going into this not knowing what it's going to sound like.
Exactly.
You sound great, just stay right there.
Yeah.
Great.
No wonder your back hurts, you're like hunched over.
That's what I'm saying.
Why do you shouldn't put your computer in your lap. Here, let's move the cord. Okay, and we're all settled now.
And we're readjusted.
Crazy. Faith just deleted the entire podcast.
In a matter of seconds.
She got it back.
Yep.
All in the service of getting me to put my laptop on the table.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything for you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a few different things we want to talk about, but I think we should start with the fact that Faith just went traveling, our little traveled bug girl.
Yes.
You should do like a traveling segment on the Ko-fi or something.
Oh, that would be fun.
Right?
Or,
and you could do slideshows or something.
Oh my god, yeah.
That too, and also we need to record like a book one.
Yeah, we do.
I really, really want to.
Let's
just
do
read
it. I have a lot of content.
Book.
So what do we do? Do we like do we just need to put it in our calendar and then stuff will get done? And
that's
all the stuff that
we
say.
Yeah.
Well,
we
also
should.
The other thing about like the book and like other little segments that we want to do is that they only have to be like 10 or 15 minutes long.
True.
Like,
I mean, it'll be
nearly as long of a commitment.
Oh, no, yeah.
Or we do a meeting day where we make, like, extra content.
Yeah, I think we should do that. I think we should write it down, and that'll help, too. Because you know what we do? We say it on the podcast, and then we don't do
no,
it.
But I
no,
am
we say it in
do,
real life is what we're
that's
doing.
That's true.
No, but I am planning on posting the sticker thing, like, this week. I'm going to post and be like, hey, to kick off season 3, we're doing a sticker giveaway, and then I'll have them repost something and send us their address. So.
Yeah, hopefully my new song will be out then, too.
Of course.
Faith will have a new fragrance coming out.
Mm-hmm.
My mini-series starting in June.
What's it about, again?
Books and scrapbooking and dogs and plants and fun.
I'd watch
Period.
That.
Those are all the things that came to my mind first.
I love that.
And I don't even have dogs. I have cats. But
I know. That was crazy, actually. I was going to say something, but then I decided to let it go because I want to talk about Alaska.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. So I went to Alaska this past weekend because my friend Kelly got married.
Woo, Kelly.
So much fun. She just got married. Kelly and Garrett.
Mr. and Mrs.
Hall.
Hall.
Kelly and Garrett Hall married,
Hall's
united
a good last
in holy matrimony forevermore.
I have a lot of opinions about last names. Paul's a good one.
Yeah. And I'm not going to share her full name, but she could also hyphenate and it would still sound really good. I'll tell you later.
Nice.
Love.
But yeah, so I just went there and my dad went with me, which was nice because I had a travel buddy. And he was really excited to go because he had been to Alaska a couple times before in his 20s, like a long time ago. And sorry, old.
Yeah.
Did you hear me say that?
20, sorry, Dave.
He was 20 a long time ago. No, you're still so young, Dad. Love you so much. And so we went and because, he worked. He like traveled for like a summer one time, like a couple weeks. And then he really loved it. And so we went back and he worked at a salmon cannery in Seward, which is kind of more southern Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it. And so he was like, he really liked Alaska. And he was like really surprised too. Like once we were talking about the trip, he was like, I can't believe it's been so long since I've been back. So he was really excited to go. And so we flew up like early last weekend and spent a couple of days in Anchorage mm-hmm. and just like hung out. We just like hung out in the hotel room and like watched TV the first night. And then the next day we like traveled around a little bit. There was this really cute little coffee shop that was like a bookstore and coffee shop. And me and Rose had just gone to Barnes & Noble and I'd gotten like 4 books. And then I bought 2 more at this cute little coffee shop. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to read those too. And then I think it was, yeah, either that or the next day. Then we drove to Talkeetna, Alaska, which is where the wedding was.
How long of a drive?
Oh, like a couple hours. It was not bad. Yeah. And like since when we were in Anchorage, everything was like in downtown. We were in downtown Anchorage mm-hmm. and everything was 5 minutes away. Everything wow. that we went to, it was like, okay, my dad was like, okay, navigate us here. Everything was 5 minutes away. It was awesome. We also did like a fat tire bike ride mm-hmm. in Anchorage and we were like in this little park. It was so much fun. I loved it. It was a little bit. I did fall on my bike the first time trying to get on. And listen, I've ridden a bike a lot, okay? I'm really good at bike riding. But it was really clunky. And, like, we had these funky, like, boots on so that, like, you know, like, protect like, wind and snow and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the bike itself is, like, kind of clunky. And I was, like, layered up so that I wasn't cold while I was riding. So I was, like, yeah. I felt like the little baby boy in A Christmas Story when he's dressed up and he looks like a little starfish because yes. he's so aww. Bundled. But we made it and it was really fun. And we saw a moose. While we were on the bike ride, and he was, like, chilling. He, like, didn't bother yeah. us. But it was, like, oh, my God, don't look directly at him because we had just gotten a story from this lady at this information desk in the airport who was, like, yeah, I've lived here all my life and never had any problem with a moose ever. And then I got charged by a moose, like, a couple weeks ago.
That's
and I
was like, wild.
Oh, she okay. Oh, yeah, she was totally fine. She was okay, but it was, like, oh, yeah. Okay, great. Don't look
dry. It's charging season.
It's charging season. Exactly. Because it's like now it's like, you know, about to be spring and they're like hungry and like aggressive. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay.
For
I'll
those
steer
you
clear.
Who don't know, I love moose.
Yeah, Rose does love moose.
I have a ton of moose stuffed animals. And my like aunt and uncle, for some reason, also loved moose and had a bunch of like moose antlers and moose, I don't know, items around their house. So it's like also like a family thing for me.
Aww.
Just so moosing around.
No, yeah. I don't know why. But
that's really
I love
cute.
It.
But yeah, so we saw a moose. And I thought of Rose.
Use well, it or moose it. Yeah. No. I can think of a better one.
No, okay. I like that. Let's vamoose is what I thought when I saw
okay,
that.
Okay, okay.
See, there we go.
See a moose? Vamoose.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then we also saw a juvenile bald eagle flying on that
juvenile
trip,
bald eagle,
juvenile.
Wow.
Because it didn't have the bald head, but it did have, like, it was all the same.
You saw an eagle.
Yeah,
no,
so you
saw
an eagle.
Saw a bald eagle.
So he wasn't bald?
So you saw
full
an eagle.
Full head of hair, but baldness incoming.
Baldness in theory.
Oh my God, yeah. Imagine
receding hairline.
Born and they're like, that's a bald eagle.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, I have a full head of hair.
They're not insecure about it, though.
No, they want the bald. They're okay. Like,
they relish in the bald.
So much hair. Yeah, exactly.
They're fake bald, though. Mm-hmm. We can let it go.
You know who's a bald bird? Turkey vulture.
Bald.
That's bald. That's bald. Anyway, so, and it was kind of cool, though, because we saw this moose, and then we went through, like, this other little, like, single track thing like through the park and we saw the same moose but like we were biking through and I like heard rustling which is kind of crazy because it's like when you're biking it's not quiet so like you hear the tires and like the gears and all that but I heard something and I like turned and he was like right there and I was like oh my God did you guys see that and then they both like because it was my dad and then we had like a guide mm-hmm. and they both like stopped a little bit and I was like keep going you guys because
yeah,
I was like the last
stop.
In line I was like you guys I'm on the front lines of this if he decides to come for us but we saw it and it was really cool and then we skedaddled.
Nice.
But yeah, that was our time in Anchorage and then yeah, Talkeetna, so beautiful. I was worried that the ceremony was going to be like in a blizzard, but it was actually beautiful. It was actually wonderful. It was still obviously very snowy like there's, you know. They got like 100 inches of snow like in January of this year or something like that. So
that's
like it's
crazy.
Snowy. But it was really beautiful and like I don't think it was below like 30 degrees the whole time. So like, you know, you bundle up a little bit and you're okay.
Yeah, it was like colder than that when we were in Yosemite at night it would drop like
yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
Not
well I'm sure at night it was like different. But
oh, okay.
But when I was up and about and outside, mm-hmm. it was like, you know, in 30s and 40s. But yeah, the ceremony was so gorgeous. Like, the whole hotel, because, like, they got married at the Talkeetna Lodge, which is, like, you know, real fancy mm-hmm. hotel. And it was so gorgeous. I loved it. And it was very, it was just very Alaska. Like, it was very rural kind of, like, vibes. It was really cute. And it was very them, I felt like.
That's cute.
But it was so fun. My dad and I like got dinner at the little restaurant in the hotel that night. And then the next day, I went and hung out with Kelly and like a bunch of other girls from the wedding who like there were a bunch of other people too from I went to her bachelorette in San Diego, mm-hmm. which was great because then I actually knew some people besides the bride exactly. to like hang out with. And so we like hung out and like got ready a little bit and then we just like hung out for a couple hours before the ceremony and then we went down and ceremony, beautiful. Everybody was not a dry eye in the house. And then we went and had reception. We had like fancy dinner and I felt so special because I got to sit at the head table Ooh. With them because they were like, they didn't have like a wedding party. They yeah. just had like, both of them had their siblings as like maid of honor and best man and Kelly's brother-in-law like officiated for them and everything, which Aww. Is very sweet. And so then she was like, yeah, we decided like if we were going to have a party, like these are all the people that would be there. So that's who they had like at their head table Aww. Together, which yeah. I thought was so sweet. And then we did reception and then we went down to, we went into town right after, and went to like this saloon bar, in town, which was so fun. That and it was kind of, it wasn't like part of the wedding or anything, but there was like a live band out there yeah. and like somebody was having their birthday party because yeah. there was a bunch of balloons up and everything, but it was so cute. It was so much fun. And I loved it. And then, yeah, we went back and then we just went back to the hotel, hung out. And then, the next day, my dad and I like got up a little bit late. We went and got there's a really cute coffee shop in downtown too, and it's all so tiny. Like every other place it's either a souvenir shop or like some kind of tour. like there was like, you know, like plane tours and like bike tours and stuff like that, but there was this one really cute little coffee shop, and they had a really good bagel with like sun-dried tomato cream cheese. Really Love. delish. I'm getting off track. But anyway, we had a great weekend there. And then, yeah, we drove back down. We, like, went to a bunch of the little souvenir shops, which, oh, I got you guys stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I got little goodies for Rose and Thomas, so don't let me forget.
I can't. I love a goodie.
And you're going to like these goodies, so let me tell you.
I know I am.
And so then, yeah, we drove back down to Anchorage, and we were there for that night, and then got breakfast the next morning, and then went to the airport, flew home, and then, oh, my gosh, you guys, we were stuck on the runway for so long. We, like, we're delayed leaving, and then once we landed, there was, like, a plane at our gate or something. And so it was, like, stuck, and, like, no one was moving it. And so we had to wait. And he was like, yeah, it'll be, like, 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's already such a long time. And then it was, like, over an hour, and we were yeah. like, ugh. But it's okay because I had my Switch and my books and my music, and then I played, like, every single game on my Switch. Mm-hmm. And then we finally got home at, like, midnight, and I went straight to bed.
Good.
And it was awesome.
You know, being stuck on the runway, that's happened to me before. And I don't, oh, plenty of times, remember yeah. where I was going. But I remember being stuck on the runway for like an hour and like everybody yeah. was just miserable.
I know.
Like I think we started clapping when the plane took off.
Shut up.
Yeah. We were like, thank God we made it. We don't even care about the landing.
Yeah. No, I was like, oh, because it was when we got in is the crazy thing. It was when we got in, we were waiting. So then it was like everybody wants to get off this plane.
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though like the flight, it wasn't bad. It was like not even 2 hours. Mm-hmm. But it was like we want to get off this plane because
exactly.
we were supposed to land by like 10 or something. And it was already like 11, I think, by the
yeah,
time we like.
Yeah, 12's not bad though. I'm glad you guys made it.
Yeah, back. We got home like around midnight, which was like not as terrible as it could have been. But I could have been home earlier than that.
So true, so true.
But yeah, it wasn't bad. But I think also like what I've started doing on planes, because sometimes like once it lands, I'm like, okay, I've got to get ready to like get off the plane. But then I'm like, girl, it's still a good 20 minutes. Even if you land and you get straight to the gate, it's a good 20 minutes before you get off the plane. So now I've just stopped doing that, and I will finish my movie
yeah.
or read my book until people yeah. are actually moving.
Well,
and then
I don't
I'll do
like
it.
When the plane lands and they say that you can take off your seatbelt and
everyone
everybody
stands up?
And their mom pops up.
Oh my
because
god.
Because I'm like, for one, like logistically, how is this gonna work?
No.
Like the people at the front have to leave
yeah.
before you can get out.
Yeah.
Like let's think about it for a second.
Yeah.
You look dumb. When you know if the plane lands and you're one of the people that pops up, you're dumb.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm judging
you're
you.
You're dumb. I'm judging you. I'm looking at you. I'm talking to my friends about you.
Yeah.
don't
oh my God.
Don't
I'm calling
that.
Yeah. No, literally.
No, literally.
Well also because
yeah.
you know what's crazy for me is like I can probably count on one hand the amount of times I've been in an aisle seat, right? So usually I'm in the middle or the window. You can't even stand up all the way.
You can't.
You're there. So
no,
why
you
would you even...
have one leg on the chair and the
yeah,
other leg
Yeah, and then you,
up.
If you even if you tried, you're like hunched over. Like, no, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to stay sit.
Until like the row
until
ahead
I'm
of
getting
you,
out and walking yeah. down the aisle to get out of the plane,
until
I'm
the
sat.
People ahead of you are getting their stuff, you're not... You
exactly.
need to sit
I'm not
and
moving.
Chill.
Exactly.
And
or at least the aisle there is like open mm-hmm. so you can get your stuff out of the overhead. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what? Chill pill. Like, we've spent plenty of time on this plane. 5 more minutes.
Well, and especially
kill you.
If people have checked bags. I'm like, you're rushing to get off the plane. Why?
Yeah, to get to baggage claim?
Your bag's not there yet. No, babe. Literally. It's right under you.
Yeah.
They're still unloading the bags. Yes. Whatever. I have a lot to say.
I know. Oh, but you know what else I was thinking too? Because I was talking to Kelly and I was talking to other people that I knew at the wedding. And because they live in Homer, Alaska. And Rose, you were like, oh, I want to go to Alaska when me and my dad were talking about it. And so I think sometime this summer or a summer, we should go visit them in Homer because...
No, let's go this summer.
It would be so much fun. Okay, period.
Let's go right now.
Let's go.
What if we went in like September?
Oh. Well, I might be busy, but.
Oh, you're busy every day in September?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
It said, I'm busy that day?
Yeah, I'm busy that day. Sorry.
I know this was my idea.
Yeah. Well, September's not summer anymore.
But it's hot.
Okay, but Alaska. We're talking about Alaska, girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I'm busy all of July and all of August, so.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts about Alaska? Would you recommend?
Oh, yes. I would definitely recommend. I think March is probably, like, the earliest that I would say you can go. Because it's, like, the very beginning of spring. It's, like, the very beginning of, like, the season. Like, the lodge had just opened, like, a couple weeks before the wedding. And I think I was, like, talking to some people there. And they were, like, yeah, it's, like, because, like, spring break is usually in March. And, like, oh, something else that was kind of funny is that we left on Monday. And Monday was like Seward's Day, which was like when something was bought, like either the town of Anchorage or Alaska. I'm not sure the history, but that's like when it was bought. So it was like a state holiday, which is kind of funny because my dad and I, when we went to breakfast, it was like, you know, nobody was like at work. Like the restaurant we were at was really busy. We were like, what are you all doing here? And then it was like, oh, it's a holiday.
Gotcha.
But I thought that was kind of fun. Yeah. So yeah, I would say like March is probably the earliest, but summer is really beautiful because Kelly sent me pictures and I've, you know, seen pictures and stuff and it's gorgeous.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
I would love to go.
It's so green. And oh my gosh, the sun set so late. Even in March, the sun was setting at like after like 8:30 every night. So it was like, I remember I was hanging out with my friend. We were in the lobby and it was like almost 7 and it looked like it could have been 4 p.m. because my dad was like, he like texted me. He was like, okay, I'm thinking about like dinner sometime. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I looked at the time and it was like 6:30. I was like, oh yeah, that is dinner time.
For sure.
Like, for sure. You're right.
I was going to say the day that you were leaving the airport, because you flew out of Burbank, right?
Mm-hmm. It was
my
so nice.
Coworkers were also flying out of Burbank that
no
same
way.
Morning.
To go where?
They went on like a work trip to go look at a new roaster.
Oh, okay.
Like, just like the owner and stuff.
Were they going to Seattle?
No, they went to just like NorCal.
Oh,
they
okay.
flew there, which is stupid, but whatever.
Okay, because my flight was driving. It was Seattle and then Seattle to Anchorage. Mm. So I was like, if they went to Seattle, which is so coffee.
I know.
Place,
I was
like, maybe we're on the same flight.
No, but I was like thinking about it. I was like, what are the odds that I know two different groups of people that are going to the same airport in the same morning and they're both flying like north? I don't know.
Yeah, and the weird. Same well, and the same small airport as opposed to like LAX or
exactly,
Ontario.
Yeah.
We were both flying out of Burbank.
And my boss is going to Alaska this week.
No way. Yeah. Because also Eve just went to Alaska like a couple weeks before me too.
What is this?
I'm sorry, hello?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God. I've had these plans for months and now everybody wants to go to Alaska.
That's what I'm thinking. Faith does something in the whole world.
No, literally. Gosh, everyone's so obsessed with me.
Anyways, I'm so glad you had such a good time.
I really did. It was so fun. And it was the first time I'd seen Kelly since...
The bachelorette trip, right?
That's true. And then before, yeah, that's right. The bachelorette trip, which felt like so long ago, but also not long ago at all because it was January. But then before that, I think the last time I had seen her was school. Was like 2019. So
wow.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm literally, I've said this before, I'm going to joke my way into a speech impediment. I can't
that's
stop saying
funny.
Crazy. I don't think I've said crazy the normal way
yeah.
for so long.
Since 2019.
Can I stop? Yeah, since 2019. All right. Anyway, moving on.
I want to talk about the new Ariana album.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
It wasn't
yes,
out
yes,
the
yes.
last time and we were talking about it.
We were.
So now we can kind of
You're
dissect
right.
it. We've had a few weeks to sit on it.
Yeah, I downloaded it and listened to it on the plane.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe we all share like our top three or something?
Yeah.
What do you want
to
do?
I would like to talk about my initial top three and then what maybe my top three are now.
Okay.
Because it might have changed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a lot to say on it just because I like everything and I don't think that I'm a good... I'm not going to be a good judge.
You're not
going to
judge Ari.
Yeah, I'm not going to be of good.
I started making a playlist for you.
Nice.
Aww.
It's country music.
Period.
God.
Oh my God, new Beyonce this week.
And we get new Beyonce coming too.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm excited about. Not that I'm not excited for. Well, Ari already happened,
this week,
so I'm not excited.
We're getting
I just
it
like
tomorrow
it,
night.
Wait, are you guys, on a completely separate note, are you guys free tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're not?
I'm not.
Oh, that's crazy. Anyway, so I think my top three, my first top three when we listened to it in silence on Rose's couch and just focus on the music, by True Story and Imperfect for You.
Yeah.
Those were my top three. And I, ugh.
Okay, then I'll do my first top three,
okay,
too.
Yeah, 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 do it.
Mine was also by,
mm-hmm,
maybe Eternal Sunshine and... The Boy Is Mine? I don't know. I liked a lot of the poppier ones first. Yeah. Like, I like that, what caught my attention.
Yeah. I think I liked Imperfect for You, The Boy Is Mine, and Supernatural.
Yeah. Okay. I think you guys both mentioned Supernatural the first listen.
Okay, then, yeah.
I think mine, not that I didn't love it before, but I started noticing Supernatural more upon more listens. Mm-hmm. And so now I would say if I had to pick, like, a completely different three, I would say Don't Want to Break Up Again, because that was one of the ones that I also noticed first, but I didn't say that it was, like, my favorite. But now I'm like, ah, it's really good. So Don't Want to Break Up Again. Then I would say Supernatural, and then Ordinary Things, I think.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I think upon first listen, Ordinary Things was the one that I liked the least.
Mm.
But now I'm like, ugh.
I listened to it the other day, and I was like, wow, this is really good.
It's really good.
Like, I hadn't listened to it in a while. Okay, now my top three. Mm-hmm. My favorite song off the whole album by far is I Wish I Hated You.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I love that song, and I wish it was longer. It's really short, but I love that song. That's definitely my top. And then probably True Story.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I still love a True Story. And We Can't Be Friends. Because We Can't Be Friends, I like that she's talking to us.
It's really good.
Like, that's really
even cool. Though she's like, we can't be friends.
Yeah.
No, I do really like
but
it.
My, you know my favorite song on the album for sure is I Wish I Hated You.
You know what my honorable mention is? Mm. Is the intro.
Yeah.
I actually really love it. I wish it was a long... It makes me feel like when I listen to a Pink Panther song and it's 58 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know there's more. Where's it?
Yeah.
Give it to me. That's how I feel about that one.
My current ones are probably...
You didn't say your first ones.
Yes. I did.
Oh, you did. I just don't listen to you.
I said... Or I think my current ones are probably Boy Is Mine still.
Okay.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
That boy.
Probably Eternal Sunshine, We Can't Be Friends, and Supernatural Remix.
Okay, yeah. The remix was really good with Troy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot of people say that some people think that they like Yes And better now that they got the rest of the album. And I've also heard people say that they like it worse and they feel like that's the worst song on the album and they don't know why she chose that as the single.
I don't think that I think it's like worse, but I do think it's interesting because it's so different than the rest of the vibe, like both musically and like lyrically and like story wise. I feel like it was a really interesting choice. Like, I think it's a great single, but when viewed in the greater context of the rest of the album, it is like, why is this the one that you chose to put forward first if this was like the story you were telling with the album? I did think that was interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting choice. Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I don't think you did.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you did. I don't know.
I think I did.
I think that I didn't really like Yes And that much to begin with. Now I like it when I'm listening to it with the rest of the album, but I do kind of think that it's a filler song. And I also think that it's, like, she's already done it before. Like, I feel like she's already said, like, thank you, next.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Yes And. And I'm like, you can't do, like, this is a completely different album. Mm-hmm. And it's so, like, a completely different story that she's trying to say. So why did she release, like, a carbon copy? I don't know. That's what I think.
I think,
just feel like it's too similar and she should have went a different route. Like, it's not a bad song. I like it with the rest of the album, but, like.
Yeah.
I think it feels too similar to me.
I think part of it does, I don't know, like it works really well and it also is kind of like very different from the rest of it because I do feel like lyrically it also kind of works with like Bye and maybe like True Story because she's like, yes, and like this is my truth, this is how I'm living my life, what do you have to say about it? So I feel like that kind of works.
Yeah.
But it is the most like house out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which, like, I loved. I think it was really good, and I really liked the song. But the rest of the album isn't really that. The rest of it is very similar to like her other like R&B kind of pop. Yeah. And it's like
I'm just talking lyrically.
Thank you, next.
And Yes And. That's all I mean. Like, I like the style of Yes And, like the music for sure. I'm talking lyrically.
Oh.
Yes And is too similar to Thank You Next. That's my opinion.
Interesting.
That's my opinion.
And that's fine. You are entitled to it. That's interesting. I also feel like that kind of makes sense though, because I feel like she's gonna write about similar things like that, because that's something that she has like made her huge following off of, and like it's something that's very intrinsic to her brand. I feel like is like I'm doing me, and you can take it or leave it, and like I feel like that's a very big like part of her image.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree.
But I also think that, like, you're right. Like, when I listen to it, there's moments where I'm like, I hear other songs of hers in it.
Or, like, okay, I was listening to our friends, Jackie and Alexis. They have a podcast, too, and I have been listening, and I do like it. They were saying that they feel like she also repeats a lot of the same lyrics. Like, I think Jackie mentioned how she mentions, like outer space a lot, and, like, rearrange the cosmos and stuff like that.
Mm.
Also in, like, both albums. Like, she was like NASA being on the first album, or Needy's the opposite. There's another one about whatever. There's another one about needing space.
Oh, yeah.
And then in this one, she said, like, we'd rearrange all the cosmos. Mm-hmm. Something about like being in each other's orbit.
I kind of love that. I love that she has like a sort of imagery that she sticks to, because I think like poetically that's like, and like, in her writing, I think that's really beautiful and strong. I think that's something she sticks to. Because I've noticed that in my own writing, too. Like, there are things that I, like, gravitate towards, like, as, like, a metaphor or, like, imagery. There are things that I just feel naturally, like, that I write about a lot.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's kind of good because it's, like, it is her music. So, of course, there's going to be similarities and, like, things that she keeps consistent through her music. But I also get what you're saying about, like, you know, she's done this before. Like, do something new.
Only on certain like parts, though. I think the album as a whole, I really love it.
Actually. Yeah, it's really good.
I'm like trying to think of opinions. I can just be like, love it, perfect, 10 out of 10. I do think part of it has been done before, and like I can say whatever. But at the end of the day, it's a really good album.
Yeah. What do you think, Thomas?
No skips at all on this album. I think that all of the songs.
Mighty, I will skip Saturn. Sometimes
Saturn is an interlude.
Yeah,
it blends in really nice into Internal Sunshine.
It does. The transition into it is really good, but I'm also kind of like,
it's.
I heard it once. I heard it a million times. Sorry.
There's this part. I don't know what's in the transition that I think is what I want from it. It's, I think, her laugh, because she has it transitions with her laugh in like the music, and then there's a laugh in the background, and then you can hear like a distorted voice, which I think it's. I've heard on TikTok people say it's about Mac Miller, because she says something like, it's supposed to be you, or you're supposed to be here, or something like that.
In
Eternal Sunshine, right at the beginning, during that transition.
Got it.
So I would listen to that if you guys want to.
Period.
I do love listening to every little like piece of,
you
like,
love to break things down. Well, because we also talked about this too, because so we talked about how the album and the song is called Eternal Sunshine. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Mm-hmm. Which is a movie that neither of us have seen.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Here's the thing. I know a lot about it, but I've never seen it. And I do
feel like
watch
I know
it
everything
I know
about it because of the album.
Yeah, that too. Because it you know, like a couple of my friends are like, that's my favorite movie. And like it does seem to be a very beautiful movie. And so I know a lot about it, but I've never actually seen
it. It's a romance movie that I think is akin to The Notebook, to the like... what's the one with the cancer and the love story?
Oh, my God.
A Day to Remember.
A Walk to Remember?
The Fault in Our Stars?
A Day to Remember.
A Walk to Remember.
A Walk to Remember, that one. A Day to Remember is a band, I think.
It is.
But I thought it was interesting, too, because then, it's like, you know, because on the one hand, it sounds like, oh, Eternal Sunshine. It's like, oh, you're my sunshine. Like, I love you so much. But it's also like,
you just want the eternal sunshine.
Yeah. Well, because the eternal sunshine of that is like not remembering and not knowing. And so it's like, you're my eternal sunshine because I kind of don't want to remember and know about it. Like,
I thought that was interesting, too, because you could hear Eternal Sunshine and be like, oh, this is just such
a love song,
lighthearted, like easy song. And she's like, no, like this man doesn't understand me. Like, he's not listening.
Is that the one where she starts it and she's like, you turn up the TV, you don't hear me?
Yeah.
No, is it that? Is it Eternal Sunshine? Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy.
That?
The way she starts it off, she says, I cry myself to sleep and you don't want to hear me.
Yeah.
When we were listening to the album for the first time, we all stood there with our mouths
open.
I was gagged.
During like that whole song, to be honest. Because then later she says... now it's like I'm looking in a mirror. Hope you feel all right when you're in her.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Which I was also listening to someone else listening to that track. And there's a her like harmony there. There's like a dissonance. And it sounds like she's saying like, I hope you feel all right when you're in her because I want you to move on and be happy. And it's also like, I hope you're feeling all right when you're in her.
That's tea. Yeah. But no, the dissonance is really good. Mm. I feel like she doesn't do that much. She's a harmony queen.
This
she
one,
will stack
this
the vocals
album
and do
has
harmonies
a lot
and it's
of...
beautiful, but she has a lot of dissonance in this one that I think is a really... Because she has such a strong, like, vocal mixing, mastering mind. Mm-hmm. Like, she has done that so much, especially just because she can do it because her vocals are so strong. But I'm really glad that she started to do that because I think dissonance is so pretty. I don't know if you listened to the album that I sent you, Thomas.
Yes, I did.
But they also like layer. It's also it's Fruit for Flies by the Army, the Navy. It's so good. If you guys like mellow, spooky acoustics and like really good harmonies and dissonant harmonies, listen to that album. It's so good. I have not stopped listening to it. But I'm really glad that Ariana started doing that because I think she does it so well and it's so beautiful and there's something so interesting about it that it's like, you know, I don't know, it's just spooky and fun and pretty and I love it.
Yeah, I think she does a lot of like imperfect little messy moments that are on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, like when she slows down the tempo and Boy Is Mine.
Oh yeah, she's very intentional about things, which is also something else I admire about her musically.
No, that's also true.
Nothing's an accident.
Okay, I want to point out two things, and then I want to point out another thing.
Okay.
Can I order 5 Whoppers?
Yeah.
And 5 more Whoppers. Okay, things that she does on purpose. For one, the thing where she goes, silence. We just sit in silence.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it was silent.
I do love
were
that.
Were you silent, or were you silent?
But I like that it
there's
wasn't
a lot of,
just
a lot of
silent.
Artists have done
I
that
liked
too.
That there was car honking or whatever, and birds in the background of that like little silent part.
Like a little pause.
Yeah, no, but she... She was silent.
Yes. She's silent, but you're still.
No,
it's so good.
It's just so intentional.
It
is what we're saying. It's like she does it.
We sit
so
in
well.
Silence, but you do it in a way that's like I sit in silence at the park just to like meditate or like to like get away from my mind. It's like that's how it feels, and you're in that moment with
like
her.
Time isn't frozen, but you're just silent in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Was that a bar?
That was kind of stunning.
I know. Write that down.
Oh my god. It's okay. I got it on tape.
No. Yeah.
Rose Hozier did that in one song. He says, I've never known a silence. And then it like cuts out for a second, like the one Fallen Here, I think. I think it's on Unreal on Earth. And
we should talk about his single.
Oh my god, we should.
Okay.
You know, can I see over here?
Okay.
But yeah, but I do love when there's a little bit of a cutout. I need to learn how to do that really smoothly in my production journey because I want to be able to do one of those where, things sort of cut out a little bit.
And
I think it'd be so beautiful. I love it.
It's not too long. Mm-hmm. I think that she chose the perfect amount of time to like keep the audience waiting just a second.
Yeah.
And then she comes back.
It's like the rest of the measure. Musically, it like...
Makes sense.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, in my mind, it makes sense.
Perfect.
Beyonce and...
Beyonce?
Yeah, Beyonce's done it twice in her music before. I think it has a lot to do with the like heartbeat. I feel like there's a lot of heartbeat in that song. So when she does pause, it's like you're holding your breath and then the beat comes back in.
And she
and
goes,
it's, yeah, those dips in.
Yeah.
Bring that beat in.
Peaks and valleys.
I can breathe again. Exactly.
Peaks and valleys.
My favorite.
She's so crazy.
That's how
for
you
that.
Do a good, I think, little silent moment in your music.
No, that's.
Oh, it's
when
so
that comes
good.
On in the car, I'm like,
and it just, it does not matter what we're doing because if the three of us are in the car and that is playing and we're talking, we all stop and do that, which I love.
It's true.
It's just too good.
And I think Ariana, that song, it has a good heartbeat to it, so it helps a lot.
Yeah.
The next thing I was going to say about her doing little noises or pauses or whatever on purpose is when her voice cracks at the end of I Wish I Hated You.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you pointed that out like immediately.
I did because somebody else did. They said the voice crack at the end of that song. You sold your last house, Dalton. Go.
Yeah. That was crazy. Yeah.
So somebody did point it out, and I read that tweet out loud to you guys.
Yeah.
But just like because that is like my favorite song on the album. I've just heard it so many times, and I'm like. It's so good. I love when they just leave it in.
Yeah.
I think you pointed it out even when we were just listening to it right at 9 o'clock.
You
whatever.
Did. I think.
No,
I think immediately you did.
I
think
I
you
saw
were
it
like,
on Twitter.
Even
before
even
we
though we had
it?
Seen it. Even though we listened to it right when it came out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was like, literally, I was like looking, like trending. Period. Oh. And then somebody like said it
live
first.
Tweet.
Like it was like the first time we had heard it. Yeah.
You were got on the phone while we were listening?
Yeah, I was like seeing what everybody else was saying.
I was the head in my arms and my shoulders, no, like listening, closing my mind, visualizing it in my mind's eye. Yeah.
I was sitting in silence while Ari sang to me. No, yeah. And I was getting serenaded. That's so nice. And I was sitting with nothing else.
Yeah, no. I got that from somebody else.
That is so funny.
Okay, the other thing I was going to say is I feel like I Wish I Hated You is my favorite song because, like, obviously, yes, I love the way it sounds. I love the little crack in the voice. I love everything about it. But also, I feel like so true. Like, I just tend to, like, give people the benefit of the doubt and, like, wish them the best and not worry about it. And I'm like, no, but I wish I did hate you.
Also, yeah, I feel like that struck me because, like, I have a couple songs that I've written after, like, you know, something sad or whatever. And I've written the same things about that where it's like, oh, I wish you actually did something terrible so that I could just hate you and be done with it.
Yeah.
But actually you didn't, like, I don't hate you and it wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was worse to you. And
yeah.
Yeah, I wish you were worse to me.
Yeah.
Honestly. Cause
like,
then,
I wish you'd been awful so that I could be justified in just being like, you're the worst.
Because this would make
sense. It would make sense. Exactly. And I was like, Ariana, you, when I catch you, Ari, like,
but
that was so real.
Talking to my coworker about it, because he said that I Wish I Hated You isn't even in his top three. And he was like, yeah, but it's probably just because I end up hating all my exes.
Yeah. And I was like, so he was like, not relatable.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's also another reason, is it's very lyrically, like, sweet to me.
Yeah.
Like, not like me and Ari being, like, soul sisters and just, loving everything.
I do think all the songs are cohesive and they all do tell the same story. And I feel like you understand where she's coming from in every song. Like, when she says, I Wish I Hated You, it's very, like, you're right. It's about hating someone and loving someone at the same time, mm-hmm. which is what Eternal Sunshine's all about.
Yeah,
yeah, literally.
So, overall, 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
No skips, except for I don't really like Yes And that much.
And Faith skips Saturn Interlude.
Saturn interlude. So, yeah. Maybe a few skips. But just, like, the little parts. I think, overall, it's an amazing album. It's also just exactly what
I listened
needed.
To the slightly deluxe album, and I don't even skip the Mariah Carey Yes And remix. I still listen to that.
Nice. I think I listened to it once.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, but I just don't choose that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
Okay, any other thoughts about Ari?
Probably a lot, but who's
probably
to say?
A lot. Yeah. Always thinking about Ari.
Me, always thinking about Ari. Yeah. Next Super Bowl performer, who do you think it's going to be? Ari?
No.
Me neither. To be honest, I don't think so. I'd love for it, but I don't think it would be her.
That is so funny. Has she ever done a Super Bowl?
Let's make our Super Bowl predictions right now, and then we'll come back to this.
Yeah. I don't know any about the halftime performance specifically. Yeah. Okay, because I was like, if you want to talk about the football part of it, I don't know.
No, yeah, let's talk about our fantasy football league.
Yeah, let's dive into football really fast.
You said Super Bowl. You didn't say the halftime show.
Okay, whatever. Let's make our Super Bowl halftime show predictions.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go.
I predicted Rihanna a while ago, I like to think.
Okay.
So I feel like I have a good pulse on this in my head.
Uh-huh. You've got a finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
You got to think who's releasing music right now. Who's releasing fun music right now?
I have a good answer right now.
Well, tell me.
Sure.
Taylor Swift.
Hasn't she said she doesn't want to do it, though?
No. So did Rihanna.
Oh.
But also, this new album is literally called, like, The Dead Poet. What is it called?
Yeah, people were saying that it's very Society. Dead Poet Society, but it's like the poet of tortured
the tortured
artists.
Poets.
Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So also, that doesn't sound like a Super Bowl halftime.
Taylor did have a very successful year though, and I think that she has a lot of music. That's honestly, she has so much music
though.
It's like,
is a football player.
Yeah. What if the Kansas City Chiefs go to the Super Bowl again and win next year, they'll be the only team ever to have won 3 consecutive Super Bowl halftime shows. So I also think that Taylor's also like, let me give Travis his moment.
It could be this year. Maybe I don't think it would be, but I think that Taylor is one of the upcoming ones.
I want
for
her
sure.
too.
So I think
sure
she's one
next,
of the
like,
upcoming
5 years,
ones.
That would be really fun.
Another one that gets talked about is Harry Styles, but I don't think he'll perform.
Harry Styles would be a good
I think so
performance.
Too.
Harry Styles
would be a good
could put on a show.
I think so, too.
No,
I don't
get
know.
Get the band back together.
One Direction?
Can you imagine Harry doing the Super Bowl and then
and he brings out Niall, Liam, Zayn, and
Louis? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'd
Period.
Be crazy.
That would actually be so fun.
I'm throwing up.
That would be the British invasion.
Are you writing it down?
No, but I brought up the Super Bowl subconsciously because I did want to talk about it, actually. We obviously weren't recording when the last Super Bowl happened. Who performed?
This most recent one?
Yeah.
Usher.
Usher did, which I thought, cool. It's like very 2014 middle school dance.
Yes.
But I liked it. I don't know if I've seen a good show in a while. Did you guys like Rihanna's?
I liked Rihanna's way, way more than I liked Usher's.
I loved Rihanna's as well.
Well, that's because it was Rihanna.
Yeah.
No, but it was so
good. But like, do you like Rihanna's,
good.
Like, who's your favorite Super Bowl performers?
Oh, of all time?
Yeah.
I will have to say when Coldplay brought out Beyonce and Bruno Mars, that
great
was kind
moment.
Of a cultural that moment.
Was that was like big.
Really, yeah.
That was kind of a huge deal.
Really,
I don't know.
Really big. Katy Perry.
I loved Katy Perry so much.
Yes.
That birthed Left Shark.
That was crazy.
I also have it like burned into my brain when the Black Eyed Peas performed.
Yeah.
I know it was a long time ago, but I know exactly where I was. I know exactly what color the stage was. I remember where I was watching
it. I had such
a
Black Eyed Peas phase like in middle school.
Oh,
who
I
didn't?
Still do.
Yeah.
I still do. When
I go back
at
work,
it?
You bet I'm putting on my humps.
I'm
absolutely.
You bet I'm putting on. Oh, fuck. I can't
oh
think of
gosh.
One. I'm a bee.
You bet I'm putting boom,
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 pow.
Oh, my
on
gosh.
The speaker.
I feel like I was into some more. Not to
and
be
my
like I'm at least,
get
I was
mad.
Into some more deep cuts by Black Eyed
no,
Peas. Let me look
sorry.
Up.
I want that boom, boom, pow.
Let me look at their.
Do you guys, do you watch the Super Bowl performances,
just
though?
Get enough.
Or pay
I
attention
do.
To them? Faith?
I
know
do.
You do. You're
yeah. I know you do.
I know you do.
I mean, I know you do.
Also, Justin Bieber. I really, really thought Usher was going to bring him out, and that's why
I did
I was
too.
So excited.
I was
kind
of hopeful.
And then he was just sitting
I wouldn't want,
in the audience
I don't,
with his wife. I want Justin Bieber to perform.
Oh,
sorry.
My God.
Sorry.
I
said it.
My initial thought was, I don't know what a Justin Bieber show looks like, I guess.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine it.
Chance
You've been to
rapper.
One.
He I brings out Chance the Rapper.
Oh.
That's what it looks like. Justin Bieber
I
brings
think,
out Chance the Rapper.
I think Chance the Rapper should do it and then bring out Justin Bieber.
That would never
no,
happen.
They,
yeah,
I know,
I'm
it
like,
wouldn't
oh,
happen.
No.
It wouldn't happen, but I would prefer that.
That's your Super Bowl.
Justin Bieber has a lot of pop culture hits. Even
yeah,
if you don't like
absolutely.
Him, tell me the stand wouldn't go wild if he starts.
Oh no,
baby.
It would absolutely.
Right,
it
if
would.
He brings out Chance for their song together on, they have a song together
they
on Coloring Book, right?
Yeah. Well, they have a couple
I
that
they
featured.
I know, but the other
on.
One's like Holy, and I'm like, you should.
No, they've had more than that.
I do have somewhere to go with this conversation, by the way.
Go.
In terms of the Super Bowls, though, like because I went back and I watched them all. What are your guys' thoughts on Michael Jackson in general? Because I think that it's such a he's such a pop. What is it called
icon?
When you're like cemented
legend?
Into a pop? I'll think of the word later, but
okay.
Pop star.
Yeah.
King of pop.
But then I watched the Super Bowl and I was like, not impressive, really. And then I watched some of his old performances and I'm like, ooh, 2017? That sounds crazy.
What?
No, he died a long time before that.
I was like, he died.
2007? I have 2007 in my brain.
Okay.
But anyway, did you guys ever care about Michael Jackson? Are we too young for that, or is that?
No, I definitely there were like I do remember.
The only thing I care about Michael Jackson for me, para mí, for me,
para mí,
is Glee, the Glee Michael Jackson episode. That's the only reason that I know anything about Michael Jackson.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. No, because Man in the Mirror went platinum in my bedroom in elementary school.
The Glee version of that song.
So Man in the Mirror, really good.
Hits.
Bad.
Bad? Oh, my
Annie?
God. Bad
Annie,
being the credits
okay?
song on
Oh, my God. He performed
Megamind?
It in 1993. Why
oh
did
God,
I say
crazy.
2017?
That's crazy view.
I think 2007 was just in my head, though. Anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
But Bad being the song playing on the end credits of Megamind, life-changing. Me and my mom and my brother went to see that movie in theaters. We were the only ones in the theater. And then at the end of the movie, when that song was playing, we like danced in front at the screen
as
and partied.
Should.
And it was awesome. Great song. That one is good. I also really like. Actually, that's not the question.
It was.
This is just how we feel about Michael Jackson in general.
Yeah.
Musical icon. Genius.
Nice.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Yes. Agreed. I feel like when he died, for one, I remember where I was and when it happened.
Nice.
I feel like that was one of my pop culture moments.
Mm. Well, yeah,
I thought
deal.
He was already dead.
Oh my God!
No, me too.
My
in my
like,
head,
oh my God, Michael Jackson died, and I was like,
I
no
thought,
again.
Because before Glee, in my head, Michael Jackson and Elvis were like the same person. Not the same person, but performing around the same time. Oh, they were buddies.
They were buddies. Michael Jackson and Elvis were like this.
They're literally what I thought. And I saw them like next to each other at like the Hollywood Walk of Fame Museum or something.
It's not like that, but I could understand where your head was at. Just seeing like two pop icons and being like, no, they're friends.
Not even dressed the same, but like in that same sort of, it's a male just a big rock show. Star.
Yeah, you know what I mean? A lot of flair.
Mm-hmm. I like Michael Jackson. My family also used to do like a big Halloween thing where we would dance to Thriller. So I also like learned Thriller dance. And I feel like he's had a big impact. I'm personally not like Michael Jackson fanatic or anything. No. But like I like respect him. I think he's great. I also think that he got so much hate and had such a hard life. And I'm
absolutely.
Like, he did. Just, like, honestly.
And I think about
this. He's dead. Leave
there's
him
some
alone.
People oh who just intersect all those different facets of life that it's like he had a lot of controversy in racial topics. He had a lot of controversy in
drugs.
Gender topics, in drugs, in like.
Pop music.
Like accusations against children.
Everybody was coming for him. And I also feel like I've heard a lot of people say that, like, they're scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like,
literally.
Have a crazy fear of Michael Jackson. And I just feel like, how, like, are you really saying
that?
Yeah,
he's been so memed about, too.
Like, people,
and it's...
you're scared of this, like, legend man who had such a hard life and had all these illnesses and drug problems and family problems and money problems.
Yeah.
And you're, like, scared. Like, what, we're not going to say that about, like, a cancer patient.
Right.
So why are you acting... It's just that whole thing of, like... Yeah. Thinking that you have a or like thinking that celebrities are untouchable.
Yeah.
Like it's an issue.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Definitely. I think like there is something to say for like, yeah, like global pop stars like that, that it seems people feel like they're untouchable and like nothing will get to them. But yeah, he had a lot of tough things going on.
And that's what I think.
Yeah. And I think about like people crying when they see him and stuff like that. And like how Beatles had that effect on people, I guess. And I see it, and Beyonce has that effect on me, so I'm like, I understand where it's coming from. But when I see Beyonce perform, and maybe it's just because we're in a bigger, more like, the technology's bigger for stages nowadays, but Michael Jackson never seemed as impressive to me as I thought.
Well, I think
I would get that effect from him.
Here's my opinion on that. I think that this is also kind of like, he was early enough to be a trailblazer in that way.
Yeah,
so, of course, we've seen bigger since Michael Jackson, but... Part of that is because of him. Like, people are standing on the shoulders of giants. And
right,
that's what I was
going to
say.
You know, like
he
how,
was just the first.
Yeah.
He's the one who's, like, setting the stage.
Yeah.
That's
Michael Jackson
to me.
Moonwalked so we could moon run.
That's
You ate that.
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm going to sign off.
All right. And
I think
that's actually, I think we said all we can say.
On that,
absolutely.
Too.
You know what? And with that, this concludes the Green Tea Podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you guys for listening.
I'm sorry,
oh my God. No, but you're right, because when you brought up the Beatles, I think that's true, too, because, like, now I feel like we can listen to the Beatles and be like, yeah, plenty of people have, like, done this, but it's also, like, they were the first ones to do it, and that's why, the Beatlemania happened and why people were so obsessed with them, because they changed a lot of the way that music was made and pop music was structured.
Yeah, also on so many drugs.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys. I was just talking about this the other day. But you know who else was on hella drugs? Fleetwood Mac. Every single one of them. High out of their freaking
All
minds
the
for the entire 70s. And it's because I was like, I listened to one of their newer, like, re-released, like, live concert recordings. Like, an album that was, like, just released from, like, a show, you know, many years ago. And, oh, my God, they were on one, because I was like, this is rough a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it was rough. I was like, oh, you guys were on something.
No,
which is crazy, because I listened to their other live album, The Dance, which I love. And it was, it's beautiful and gorgeous. And one of the most, just amazing.
Yeah.
And then I listened to whatever the re-release of it. And I was like,
oh,
ooh,
bad.
Damn.
Rough, you guys. Yeah. And so, yeah, they were just high as kites, three sheets to the wind all the time.
Sure,
I have three different thoughts.
Okay. Share them.
Let's start with. Well, I was just gonna say that after watching the Quiet on Set Nickelodeon documentary, I was like, oh, a lot of people just kind of lose their minds in the industry, which I guess we realize when you get older and you don't see it when you're younger, obviously. Oh, fuck, I have so many things to talk about. Do we think Ariana Grande does drugs? Because we talked about how Beyonce probably doesn't. She has three kids. I get it. She's touring. What's Ariana doing?
I would say she probably has. I don't know if it's like a regular thing for her.
I also, honestly, I can imagine.
I was talking about it at work too. Sorry.
No, did the middle of my sentence interrupt the beginning of yours?
It did.
I also could imagine that Mac's death completely changed Ariana.
Not only that, like, but like Mac was also a user and during her relationship with him.
So I imagine.
Well, I remember
like,
that was a huge, right? You know,
they were dating, and I'm sure she did stuff. I mean, not that I have ever had a drug dealer boyfriend, but like, you know, I imagine being in that scene as young as Ariana was, with as many like higher ups,
and
as
then
she
with
was.
Pete Davidson too.
And then with Pete Davidson, I'm sure she got into some messy situations, right? But I also can imagine that when Mac died, she was like, "Yeah, I can't do this anymore."
She's also had, I feel like, that in her songs too, being like, I don't need to get high for this, or like, I drink my water. I mean, I'm drinking coffee. Like, like, I feel like she has had that be like, you know, this is not my lifestyle or whatever. But I also think that there's something to be said for like the access that like being in that industry probably gives you and like how much you're probably surrounded with people who, you
don't
know,
care about you.
Don't care about you. And also just like, just having access. So I'm sure that like, you know, if we want to go out, we go to a bar and there's alcohol there, you know? But, like, I'm sure if they go out, there's probably designer drugs and, like,
and they're being
other things.
And stuff all night.
Yeah, and they're being offered access to this very easily. So I'm sure, like, she has, you know, had experience with that. But I don't know that it's something that is
I like to think that she's grown up.
It taints my vision a little bit of, like, celebrities that did grow up and did become successful, because seeing like Ariana and Miley Cyrus being huge and seeing them when they were younger, it's like, fuck, I feel so bad for like Amanda Bynes and like the Drake Bells and
Lindsay
Lohan, Britney Spears, Jamie Lynn Spears,
Paris Hilton.
Dude,
I just watched an interview of Paris Hilton on Call Her Daddy, and she talked a lot about like growing up in the spotlight
and
how like she was told to play like the dumb blonde, and now everybody just thinks she's so stupid.
She's like,
I was literally told to do that. Like, I was getting that money.
And now she's a big, like, money making.
Yeah.
Businesswoman.
That's also just like, we've talked about this before, too, but I also just feel like, you know, so much has come out about people. It's like, oh, this celebrity's actually a freak. And like, or, oh, this is like what was going on behind the scenes. They're like, oh, look at this tragic accidental death that happened because they overdosed. And it's just like, okay, yeah. Like, there's so much we don't know all the time. And also, you know, they're people, which means that, and they have so much access to make so much stupider decisions than we probably do. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, like
there's,
the three of us.
A lot more that they could mess up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just like, so I feel like there's a lot more
at stake.
There's far, they have farther to fall in some ways.
Really good. Oh my God, write that one down.
Thank you.
Can you like write a song based off of this episode?
Absolutely.
Oh, I would love you to do that.
Done.
Love you to do that.
Okay, period.
Okay,
and then we'll play it as the outro.
Yeah.
I never told you guys this because I forgot about it. This is my coworker. I'm not gonna tell you which one. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you after. My coworker's friend. Okay?
Okay.
Friend of a friend of a friend. So you guys are like four people away.
Okay.
Yeah. Is dating Miley Cyrus.
No way.
So it's like my coworker's friends.
Was it the guy she was like
friend.
At the Grammys with?
He was. Is he short?
I don't know. He had huge, crazy hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The guy with the hair.
Yeah,
like,
that
awesome.
Guy.
This guy. Yeah, look him up because I don't know what he looks like either.
I just saw like one picture of them together at
the
Grammys.
Through
the
grapevine, she's a freak. She's crazy.
I bet she is.
Max
I know,
Miranda.
But I've heard it.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus is dating Lily Drummer, Max Miranda.
Max Miranda.
Okay. No, I fully believe that. But look at her life.
Yes.
Yeah. Thomas just Google imaged it for us.
How do you spell his last name?
Marrando.
Well, guys, let's also just consider, like, you know, Britney
Spears,
just
one R,
right?
Sorry.
Like, she's had an insane life, and now she has a lot of newfound access to, you know, social media and stuff that she can share things that she couldn't before. And so now people are all like, oh my God, she's so weird. She's so crazy. Yeah, because she was literally being, like, held down by this conservatorship for most of her life.
Yep.
And now she has all this freedom. And first of all, she probably has a lot to unpack from that time in her life. But also, yeah, I'm sure she just doesn't know what she can share and what she shouldn't now because she has the ability to share all of it. And it probably feels like she just wants it all to be out
anyway. And she doesn't know, for lack of a better term, she doesn't know any better in terms of like how to act in the real world because
she
wasn't given that access.
She just went from every boundary you can think of to no boundaries. Mm-hmm. And so she's trying to figure out like how to manage it, I'm sure.
What's real and
what's
not.
Yeah, like what to share, what to keep, you know, unshared. And so I just feel like there's probably a lot of people like that. Like, it's just a different method of reality. So I'm sure Miley Cyrus is a freak too, just because, I don't know, not to be like, yeah, they have such a different life and they're so different, but it's like, yeah, they've just had very different experiences than us and like been in the public eye for so long. I'm sure there's a lot that's like, you know, yeah, just different experiences. Not that it's like, oh, they're so special and different and untouchable, but just, I'm sure, have had a lot of different different contexts for things that than we do, you know?
Yeah. I zoned out for a second there.
Sorry, I did too as I was talking.
No, I went on Instagram and then I came back.
Oh my God.
What are we talking about?
Like, where am I?
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a book that I read, if that's okay.
Yeah. I would love.
Down
I would
pop
love.
Culture.
No, yeah.
Ooh, I want to talk about one too after you then.
Okay.
This is,
I'll just be quick.
I have something about the news that I wanted to bring
well,
up.
Well, then okay, we'll keep talking.
Okay.
We're fine. Okay. I just read a book. It was for our book club. It's called The Silent Patient.
I haven't read it yet.
I'm not going to give away any spoilers.
Okay.
So don't worry about it.
Okay.
I just want people to know that this is the best book that I've read in a while. And I've been on a reading grind. Okay. Mm-hmm. On Goodreads, it has an average rating of like 4.20, so that makes me feel okay. Good that like most people also liked it.
Yeah,
I was just like thoroughly impressed, and I read a few reviews of people being like, oh well, like the female characters are only there for like the men and blah blah blah, a lot of the characters are flat, but like it's very plot driven, like it's very about like what's going on with the plot, you know. I don't know if I believe that actually. You're gonna have to read it and let me know.
Okay.
I actually don't know what I think, but it was just so good. It was very fast paced and the way that it unfolded was just amazing. And I was shocked at the end. And I liked the ending. Like, it was kind of a cliffhanger, but like not so much that I was frustrated.
Okay.
Ooh. So, The Silent Patient by Alex something. I can't find it.
That's fine.
Whatever. It's a really good book and I recommend it. And I'm realizing now that I'm in so many book clubs that I am really liking the thriller genre.
I've
that
been
one
saying.
Too, because that one was very much like, oh, this already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive in now.
Yeah.
But sometimes if it's like the action happening or like the murder or whatever happening, it's a little bit more scary for me.
Mm.
I really liked the way this book was written.
Okay, nice.
That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, because I've been in the thriller mystery genre.
I've been a scaredy cat, but I'm getting
I think
in
it's
there.
Because it helped me get over like my slump in reading, because like there was just, you know, several years where I just wasn't reading. I was like watching movies or TV or like doing other things, and so I did want to start reading. Also, what helped is that I started working at a bookstore, so that helped me get
so
back
true.
Into reading. But the other thing too is that I found that like I was sticking with mysteries and thrillers because I really felt like I wanted to know how things ended and
exactly.
I wanted to know the solution.
Very
and so,
driving.
Yes, exactly. And so it helped me be like, oh, I need to see how this turns out. And so it really would get me to finish a story where in the past, if I was reading just something like, you know, a regular like literary fiction, not that that's not interesting, but it was kind of like I had less of a drive and less of a motivation
exactly.
to finish it. And so that helped me get me out of my reading slump. But I just read a thriller that I got with Rose. It was one of the books that I got at Barnes & Noble. And it's called Girl Last Seen, because the description of it was basically this girl was kidnapped. And so then she escaped. And then, like, there was no news of, like, another girl, like, being taken after her until, like, 13 years after she escaped. Or 10 years after or something after she escaped. And then there was, like, news of another little girl who like kind of matched like what her situation was. And so she was like, oh my god, like it's the same guy. And so I was like, oh, this is great, like this will probably be like a good compelling read, even if it's not like the best written story.
Fast. I'm interested.
I didn't like it.
Shut up.
After all that,
is it the one with the pink cover?
Nope.
The one with
no that one I haven't read yet. The what cover?
The bookstore that had the books on it?
No, that was a completely different
damn okay
one.
I don't know what I'm talking
it's,
about
yeah then. No, it's a different one, but
you
it was
didn't
just,
like it?
No, not really. I finished it. I felt that it was very weird, because it was obviously it's centered around the main character and she's very unlikable, which in some ways I love when they are flawed, but she was also just kind of obnoxious.
No, it can
me.
I no when yeah. the main character you're not supposed to like, that can go
it can go
one of two
a
ways.
Lot of different ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so because there have been unlikable characters where I'm like, oh, this is the best.
Or, like,
I love
I hate
it.
This character so much. Like, I'm glad I'm so invested.
Yeah.
That means
but
that's
this
a good character.
Was just kind of like she wasn't well fleshed out. I didn't think. I think she was annoying in a very like one dimensional way.
Okay.
And then like the plot, there was sort of a twist at the end, but it was also kind of like, yeah, okay. Like this isn't, I don't know. It felt a little bit sloppy, a little bit weird. And there was this whole, like, weird subplot with, like, there's, like, the detective. Spoilers, because don't read it.
Spoilers, because bad book.
But because whatever. Well, maybe people will like it. But anyway, spoilers if you want to skip this. But basically, like, there was this cop that found her, like, this really young, like, you know, beat cop when she was, you know, found or whatever, who, like, rescued her. And then she's kind of, like, in love with him because he was, like, her rescuer. Mm. And then he's the one who's, like, investigating this new case. And so they are, like, you know, working together, sort of. And he's also, like, really awful to her, like, the whole time. And it's just, yeah. And, it, like, that whole thing doesn't even play out. And it felt like a weird extra subplot that, like, wasn't really very necessary. It just kind of went to show, like, I don't know, I didn't find it compelling at all. Anyway, not that great. But the one that had the bookstore cover that you were talking about, I did read that on the plane. Read it so fast. It was great. It was lovely. It was just a weird, it was translated from a Japanese novel, and it was great. It's just a short, sweet, like, very slice of life, weird Japanese fiction that I kind of love. Mm-hmm. And it was literally like 150 pages. I love it. It's called Days at the Morisaki Bookshop. That's, and it's great. Super cute. Like, the first, like, several chapters is just kind of like, you get a lot of, like, the beauty of life. And it's like, wow, I walked outside and the sun hit my skin. And I'm like, yeah,
that was us
that's
today.
What life's about. Yeah. No, exactly. We went and stood outside in the sun for a minute before we started recording, because I was like, it's cold in the house. And they were like, just go outside. So I stood in the sun, and it was really awesome. But yeah, I read that. Also, I borrowed some books from my friend Daphne. She's my library.
For manga.
For manga, because I just borrow her manga all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's called Witch Hat Atelier, and it's so cute. The art style is so beautiful. It's about these little girls who are literally just studying magic and having adventures. There's a lot of, everybody has some trauma, so there's, like, some deeper themes in it that are really good too. But it's also just, like, really sweet, and I love it. I'm like, wow, I want to live inside this book. And I'm almost done. I have 3 more volumes left that are, like, out, because it's still getting translated from Japanese. And gotcha. So I have 3 more volumes before I'm, like, all the way caught up. And again, I can just read them in, like, you know, half an hour, an hour.
Our library
awesome.
Has a lot of manga too.
Yeah, I did get a couple of Junji Ito from the library. So now I'm going to go look, because I've kept trying to go to the library to get our book club books. None of them have been available. So I guess we all have good enough taste that, like, the books that we want to read are always checked out, which is nice. But I would love
to
read a book
for
free.
Did you try to get The Silent Patient?
Yeah, I looked and it was not available. Not even, like, the audiobooks or anything.
Do you have a library card for the library that's right over here?
Oh, I do have an LA library card, and this is a branch of LA, so probably I could go check there too.
My mom uses that library all the time because it is a branch of the LA County Library. You have access to, like, hundreds of libraries instead of just one. Mm-hmm. So my mom will often, like, put a book on hold and it'll show up for you the next day.
I will look into that. Guys, go to your libraries. It's so awesome.
Support your local
library. I'm so terrible because I just told you about, like, 6 books that I bought and not, I didn't borrow
from
the libraries.
Support your local libraries and your local bookstores.
And local bookstores, period.
I own a lot of books. And I also have been using my Kindle a lot and using my Kindle app and supporting my library by using my Libby app. Mm-hmm. And you can also borrow ebooks from your libraries too.
Yes. Also, but ebooks are also usually very in demand, because I have not found a single ebook available for the books that I want to read. But
my life hack though is put it on hold. Yeah. And then even if you get it in like 10 weeks, most of the time I'll forget about it. And then I'll be like, ooh, fun, new book to read.
I know. That's the thing is I'm like, oh, I'm reading this now.
Well, and a lot of times people will, like, skip it. You can skip to the next person in line if you don't have time to read it now.
Oh, okay.
Or you can just ask to, like, be put on the list again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
it's good to know.
So, like, I've gotten books actually faster than it says on there, just because other people either read it faster or don't have time to read it right now.
I do feel like it helps when I am checking a book out of the library, because then it's like, okay, I only have a couple weeks to read this, and then I have to give it back. So it does, you know, help me get motivated.
And you know,
I do have a lot of books that I'm trying to work through right now.
You know, the LA County Library got rid of all fees.
What do you mean?
If you have a late book fee, or you, like, damage a book or something, you're not charged for it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so interesting. Huh. Like, that's, on the one hand, that's great, because now you don't have to, like, worry about
late
fines
fees
for returning. Mm-hmm. But also, the way funding has been cut to libraries, I'm like, give them your nickel. Give them your 5 cents for being 2 days late. Like, aw. Libraries.
I know. I wonder how that worked. I wonder if they got, like, a grant or somebody donated a lot and they were like, no, we're getting rid of all fees.
God, I freaking hope so. I hope some billionaire died and left all their wealth to
a
library somewhere.
Libraries rent out national parks passes.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent a power washer and clean your driveway, which I should probably do that.
Libraries have so many resources.
I just saw a girl on
books.
TikTok that said she used to rent out cake pans from the library.
Yeah.
And she was, like, the only one that did it. And then they were going to retire the program because nobody used it. So they just gave her the cake pan that she had been borrowing. Like, libraries also have a ton more resources than books.
Yeah.
And I also know people that have, like, been renting, like, tapes or CDs or movies or magazines or whatever. Man, we should go to the library.
No, yeah. What are you guys doing after this?
We're going to go to the library.
Okay, period.
Oh. You're not busy. You were going to go on a walk with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go on a walk.
To the library.
To the library.
To the library.
Period.
Okay. Thomas, what do you want to say about the news?
I don't think I should because it's sad news, so I don't want to just tag it onto the end.
Yeah, don't. Tell us after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, period.
Well, it's just because it was, like, imminent, like, the newest update on, like, the biggest thing right now. Yeah, the bridge.
What bridge?
We should talk about a bridge collapsed.
Where?
In Baltimore.
Boston. Oh, I'll say Boston. Like yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A big shipping container, like a big ship went under I'll pull the
up
bridge. The video.
I did have it pulled up and then like I put it down.
Hundreds of people have died.
I didn't. Okay, that is
not true. Sorry, six people died.
Oh, okay.
Hundreds of people injured. God.
Okay. I don't even think so that either.
Hundreds of people affected.
Okay. Yeah, 100% yes.
Period.
So I'll show you the video. So basically, a ship from Singapore was in the Baltimore dock.
Okay.
And as it was leaving, it lost power, and then it started steering, or like started moving out of course.
Oh.
And you can see them regain power, and you realize, and this video is going a lot faster than it does in real life, obviously. Okay, yeah. But they figure out that they get the power back, but not all of it. You see black smoke coming out of the engine. So you can see they're trying to get it to stop moving forward. But and they drop their anchor and stuff. By the time it gets to the bridge, it...
Does it just take out the whole support there?
It splashes. Right when it splashes, you'll see is when it hits. Apparently, I guess they had enough time to evacuate the bridge.
Oh,
but
good.
I think
I was going to say, it looks like they could see that like the boat lost power and they saw the trajectory it was on.
So the six people that they believe are dead are... construction workers and I think people helping evacuate the bridge.
Okay.
That were
was anyone on the ship? Because it looked like it fell on the ship.
It did.
People were on the ship.
People were on the ship. It mostly just knocked over a lot of
Shipping containers. Yeah. It was a lot. It was a shipping.
Oh, it wasn't a passenger.
No.
Okay.
So a lot of the shipping containers are ruined.
So I believe they're interviewing like the captain and the.
Okay.
And also, if your car is underwater, y'all know what to do. You got to get the seatbelt first, and then you roll down the windows, and you're going to exit out of the windows, and your back windows are going to stay above water longer than the front windows.
Why is that?
Because the way that the engine's in the front, so it's like heavier, so it just floats that way.
Got it.
So the first thing you do, if your car's underwater, you have about a minute to escape. Make sure you get your seatbelt off and exit through the window.
Because I bet, like, especially if you have, like, you know, like any kind of like electric, you know, windows and stuff, I'm sure you only have so much time before that's like not an option to roll it down anymore.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's crazy.
So as soon as I hope you're never in that.
And because it goes
fast.
Because Baltimore, what state is that?
Maryland.
It goes up into like the little area there. Mm-hmm. So that all the ships inside of the dock stuck. Can't get out, obviously.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
All the boats waiting to go into that little area stuck. Can't go anywhere. And then there's also a bunch of bridges further down waiting to get into that area towards where all the like little docks are.
Yeah.
All of those are stuck. So no one's able to move.
It's called a port.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I think that's, yeah. That sounds 100% like that's what correct. I was trying to say.
Do you guys remember when the Panama, was it the Panama Canal?
Yeah.
When the Panama Canal was back?
No.
Just the canal. Mexico Canal?
No, I think you might be right. It's Panama Canal, isn't it?
When the Panama Canal was backed up a few years ago during COVID.
Yeah, when someone got stuck in there.
No, it was different, I think. I don't think it was Panama. Because I know what you're talking about. What? Suez Canal.
Suez
Canal.
Man, I just think of canal, when it went, I think Panama.
No, yeah, no, literally. No, because it went, it was like horizontal and like was blocking everything.
For like weeks. Yeah.
It was a long
for
time.
For like a long time.
Was it weeks?
For six days.
Was.
Yeah.
No, because the effects.
Rose, hundreds of people dead.
Yeah.
No, blocked for weeks.
Okay, blocked for 6 days, but it is going to affect it for longer. It
of
will.
Of course, yes.
I'm sure it took weeks. I'm sure the effects all of the are longer lasting. Like,
that's what
I, okay. But the actual event. 6 days.
Especially
mean dramatic.
Yes.
Okay, let me have this.
Oh, God forbid a woman hyperbolize. But
period.
They can't touch the ship at all or move it really because there's bodies that they're looking for and there's zero visibility really, plus rain and the water's moving pretty fast.
So I bet like several more days of search and rescue in the water and then they'll slowly start moving shipping container by shipping container and then they got to rebuild the whole bridge, man. How are they going to do that?
I don't know. They're still working on investigations.
And they better do it better. And that one fell.
Yeah, right? Because they talked about
how... Because that one had a ship run into it. Knocked into the water.
I forgot what the kind of bridge is called. I remember someone saying it was like a long bridge. That sounds not scientifically correct.
Have you guys driven in Long Beach recently?
No.
I dropped my parents off at for a cruise like months ago. But Long Beach is like such a big port for ships and like ships that have shipping containers on them and ship things, and Long Beach has a lot of big bridges like that. Like, it's kind of scary sometimes. Like, you don't really think of Long Beach like that, but it's pretty industrial.
Whatever kind of bridge this was, because it hit that like middle one, the whole bridge came down.
Yeah,
crazy.
So scary.
This is why I don't trust bridges
or planes.
Or planes, water.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Or water in general. You
guys know statistically it's more dangerous to get into a car than it is a plane?
Yeah. But I...
Yeah. Yeah. And I get in a car multiple times a day.
Yep.
You drive farther than I do, I suppose.
I drive all the time. But also, you get into your car every day and that's still more dangerous.
It is.
And people have like an ungodly fear of planes. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Grow up.
It just feels, you know, it feels less natural than...
It does. True, but like, think about it, you know?
People talk about how if the plane's going to get you, it's going to be like through radiation or something. Like, there's other formats that the plane's going to get you.
Yeah. On that note.
Yeah.
Love it. There's one thing I'm going
to
do.
Yep.
Let me think if I have anything else to share. I love reading and I love books, and I've been having a lot of fun reading and books.
Me too.
And I've been listening to Ari's new album. I can't wait for the new Beyonce album, and we definitely need to talk about that next
episode. Absolutely. Yeah, stay tuned for the next episode where we talk about Beyonce Renaissance 2.
I'm so excited for spring and summer. Mm-hmm. I want to spend a lot of days this summer like at my parents' pool, and I want to go to the beach and not get skin cancer this time. And I'm just so excited, but I know it's going to be so hot,
but that's okay.
Can't wait.
Do you guys have anything else to say?
No.
No, just had so much fun. So glad to be had so much fun in Alaska. Glad to be home. Mm-hmm. Yes, also so excited for upcoming plans and goals and seasons.
Yes. And thank you for being here for season 3.
Woohoo!
We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.